Well, I think the key from us is to keep going where we've left off, apart from Southampton here. In every performance that we've given today, we've given every team we've played against a really difficult game, and no more so than Liverpool here, our last home game, and we give Manchester United a fantastic run for the money, and still disappointed we didn't get anything out of that. But to get another win, back-to-back home wins, after we lost back-to-back home defeats with Tottenham and Southampton, then we've turned the corner here at Upton Park again, and we're giving the fans a lot to cheer about. I think they enjoyed today as they enjoyed, perhaps not as much as Liverpool, because it's QPR, not Liverpool, no disrespect to QPR, but when you beat one of the big boys, it's always more exciting. But for us, this was more of a big win for us than it was Liverpool. This is our bread and butter. This is the team who is below us coming here and making sure that we beat them, and we've done that, and that's where our bread and butter lies. If we are to finish in the top 10 or better, these are the games that you have to win, and we've won it comfortably and we deserve to win. And I think that the quality of our play is getting better and better. We keep changing the team every week because of injuries. We have too many injuries and we're coping, which is all sounding very, very good indeed. I was particularly worried yesterday when I looked at the injury list at 7 and thinking, you know, I could hardly get substitutes on the bench the way we are at the moment. But the 11 that started the game have shone through today, and I think that's very important for the strength and depth of the squad.
You've given 4 Premier League starts to Diefra Sacco, and he's given you 4 goals.
Yes, I mean, the lad's, enjoying himself so much, I can, you know, hardly believe he's hit the ground running, and him and Ana Valencia as a pair is a big risk for a manager putting 2 new players in the Barclays Premier League for the first time, and boy, have they rewarded us by not only their ability, but their effort, their work rate, their determination to make life difficult for defenders whenever they can. They make life difficult for defenders when they're on the ball, and I think that allows us to be more creative in midfield and be more creative side. And certainly for me, you know, there's a couple of players in midfield today that prompted everything going forward. I thought everybody had a good game, but you know, Alex getting fitter, and more importantly for me, Stuart Downing, for me the man of the match. And I think that we've found a new position for Stuart that he's really enjoying, because we're giving him more and more of the ball. He's expressing himself more and more, and I think that that's very, very important. And of course, we have to not forget the quality of his corner for the first goal as well.
He can't be far from an England spot, you would think. But also Alex Song, you brought him back to this country, and we're seeing maturity and a leadership in him now, aren't we?
Yeah, we made him captain. I mean, you know, sometimes I think it's lead by example, but I think that the quality of the player that we all know, Arsenal and Barcelona, means that, you know, he's accepted that responsibility, and it's not going to affect Alex's performance. You know, I think that, you know, for me, that's, you know, a nice role for him to take. It's one where when he gets match fit, we'll see even more than what we're seeing now. And one for me, I see a smile on his face and I see him enjoying his football, and that's the most important thing for me.
Final question for me, Sam. Early days, but you're above Arsenal now. It's not a bad place to be, is it, for West Ham?
No, and we should be higher, to be fair. I mean, in all honesty, you know, 7 games, 6 very, very good performances and 1 really bad one. And I think that had we had a little bit more luck, and you know, and I think we had that turn of luck today. I think, you know, the own goal, like you say, and I think the second goal, when it came, was the right timing, even though it's a good goal from my point of view. It come when QPR were getting back in the game a little bit, and it just killed them off. So a very, very professional performance at both ends today, both defensively and attacking-wise.
You mentioned top 10. Is that what you're thinking of now? Is that what the club's thinking of, given the players and the way they played so far this season?
Well, we're third year in, and you know, the ambition has to be greater than survival, and really always has from my point of view, even in season one. But for me now, third year is becoming more established as a team, and then we must make sure that we are pushing in the top half of the Premier League if we can, or around that 10th position. When all said and done, we finished there in our first year. I know it was a bit of an overachievement, but it's got to be our goal to try and get there again.
And you mentioned Stuart Downing's new position. Is that something that you always had in mind for him? Because I think everyone thought he was a winger who liked to get chalk on his
boots. Talked about it for last season sometime, and I think due to our problems and our injuries, it never really came off. And I think that I had a similar situation with Morten Gams-Pedersen at Blackburn Rovers, who played on the wide and scored goals and crossed and, you know, and perhaps didn't quite do as many as he used to, and took the pressure off and moving inside. Stuart, I have to say, in terms of getting involved in the game and finding space and getting his head up and delivering forward passes, and outstanding for me.